We've stepped out of the NPR building for a few moments to walk up 7th Street and visit the Warehouse. This neighborhood cafe and art space is a comfortable spot for coffee or a sandwich. Across from the espresso bar, there's what looks like a gumball machine, but for a quarter, you get more than something to chew on. A little plastic ball, and inside, scrap paper, a memo, and it's a piece of trash. But as they say, one man's trash is another man's treasure, but that's why maybe artist Christopher Goodwin dreamed up this project. He's here with us. Chris, first, what is so special about this trash?
Well, it's meant to be a little bit of a commentary, I guess, on our throwaway culture. I'm also very much interested in sort of the secret history of objects that people leave lying around that they discard.
Has trash always been a part of your life?
I guess I've always had an affinity for trash, yes. I think it's rooted perhaps when I was a kid and the garbage men who kind of struck me as these tough-necked guys would occasionally let me ride around in the truck with them. And they had this whole section of their truck devoted to the things that they kept.
Looks like you have a bag of trash balls. Does this machine need some refilling?
It does.
Can I see?
Certainly.
This is the first time I actually get to look at what's inside without paying a quarter. The stamp is in that one.
Stamps. Here's an old Canadian Health Service medicine bottle label.
Is it mostly paper you find?
Yes, mostly. Most of the things that aren't paper can't easily be folded up and put inside one of these capsules.
This is audio tape.
It is. It's perfect for you.
It is perfect for me. So I'm going to try again.
Please.
See what I get. Let me see what I got. I got a coin. 10 pesos.
There you go.
One thing, and then I got, you gave me another coin in here. I don't know. Is this?
I think that may just be a lead slug.
I think it's a slug. Oh, these are very cool.
Sure.
Wow. What kind of experience do you want people to have when they come and use your machine?
Well, I want people to think about, particularly if it's one of the less banal pieces, like where it's been. And a coin is a perfect example. Like, what is the history of that? All the different hands it's been in, all the different transactions it's gone through. And now it's ended up rather damaged, as you can see.
Yeah, it looks like it's had a very hard life. It's all
And you just gave me a quarter for it, so.
You win.
I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Christopher Goodwin is an artist based here in Washington, and thanks a lot for the trash.
Certainly. There's more where that came from.
This is NPR News.